Today's learning Shemini Nishos Chaim Lishem Shai Moshe Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Israel Yisrael Nachman Rav Moshe Schus for Shalom for Chaim Moshe Yehuda Malkim and Brach Basar Malkim at Kitzim and Fegudina Schus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we are holding a Milas Siman Reishi test, learning about the Birchas HaGaimel. We are up to Siv Gimel. Okay. So yesterday we learned what the actual bracha is, what we're saying, and now we're going to go through some more of these halachas. So it says the Mechaber Siv Gimel. Tzorich Levurich Levarich. You have to say this in front of 10 people. We'll see that's the chatchilo. There are exceptions when you wouldn't. This is where it gets problematic. Two of them, depending on, the Chaber seems to be learning that two of the 10, but others learn that it has to be 10 plus two, that have to be Rabbanon. So we'll see what that means. The Ksiv, why does it have to be two? The Yoreimimu, the Kalam, you should praise Hashem with a Kalam. We know Kahal means 10. Ube Moshe of Zakenim, Yahalu, it's be Moshe of Zakenim. And Zakenim refers to Tamid Chachamim. The Imlo Shchichi Rabbanon, if you do not find Rabbanon, these two Rabbanon, Lo Yaniach Levarach, you shouldn't make the bracha. The Nahagi, the Minig is Levarach, Acha Kriya Satar, after Kriya Satar, Pichi Yashem Asari is usually 10. The Im Berach, but Pachas Mesara. Now, what happens if you made this bracha and there weren't 10 people there? Yes, I am Shayatza, that those who say that you are Yatza, yes, I am Shalayatza, and that those who say that you are not Yatza. And therefore, the Tayvlach Salabarak Bafne Asari, you should go ahead and you should remake the bracha in front of 10, but Baloi Haskar Shema Malchus, you shouldn't say Shema Malchus since it's Machlaikis and it's a Suffolk. We wouldn't make the bracha with the Shema Malchus again. So it would be you would do it without the Shema Malchus. Let's see, Mishabur Bafne Asara, in Balhanes, including him, the person making the bracha, so you don't need 11, you need 10 total. So how does that tell us? Who's a zaken? It's somebody who got chachma. The meinen hani, the tani hilchus. So we need those that have learned halacha. Now, some of us on the share might get excited. Okay, so we qualify because we learn halacha, but we'll get to that in a moment. Do we qualify or not? According to many, we don't. Yesh Oimrim Sheyotza, that those who say that you are Yotza, even if you didn't have 10. The Chol Ikasar Enu LeMitzvah, that's for the Mitzvah and Amufcha, is you should have 10. Fize, and therefore, Yedeya Shalay Yizdamnu LeYasara, if you know for a fact you're not going to have 10 people, you're living out of town, you don't have 10 people, Yivarach BeLeYasara Filichatchilo, since this, that it's according to this Yesh Oimrim, you're Yotza even without 10. So if you know you live in a place that you're not going to have 10, then you can make the bracha with less than 10. However, the yamtan ad shloishim yom. So we'll see later on that l'chatchila you're supposed to make the birchas hagoyim within 3 days of the event that has occurred that requires you to make a goyim. However, if you know that you're not going to have 10, then you can make it without, but you should wait up to 30 days. Maybe you get lucky, there'll be 10. However, don't wait more than 30. So up to 30 days, wait for a minion. Once you're hitting 30 days, you should make the bracha without 10. So he said that if you made the bracha without 10, you should not go ahead and make the bracha again with a Shema Malchus. So what we need these two Rabbanon, right? So what does that mean? So just going to read over here from his notes on the side in the Dir Shu Mishabura. Umishum kach kasa b'shal shuv v'sar l'tzion. Better to go to 10 people that you know that is a Talmud Chacham, even if you want to have a Sefer Torah. May Ashul Varach Beis Aknesses to go on the shul, but Shaskir is a Torah, but she ain't Talmud Chacham, if you're in a shul that don't have Talmud Chacham. Ubevat, Shalayim Karaze, Ayideze, Bittul Beis Medrash. Don't disturb the learning of the Beis Medrash. But who qualifies? So, Begede Shaltani Hilchasa. So we said, he brought down over here from the Magen Avraham, that the two people have to be those that are Tani Hilchasa, who learned Talah. So what does that mean? So, beer hamachzas hashekel. So machzas hashekel says shem srichem li yisroim lahiris. They have to be able to paskin shailas. So that rules me out. But prima gadim beer shem loim de taima mishnah. They learn. They study the reasons behind the mishnah, the gemara. Okay, rules me out too. Shal tshuvas k'sam seifa mevuya shedai b'shnayim. That it's enough. So the Chassam Sofer is the easiest of them all. The Chassam Sofer says that you need two people that are capable, that if you would explain to them a halacha, and they'll understand it. So I guess, you know, obviously, you know, better to have two Tamil Chachamim in the shul that know how to pass in shilas. So this way you yates to everyone. But I guess sometimes we have to be saimach on some sefer. They got two people at least in the room that if you explain to them advar halacha and the reasons behind it, they would be able to understand it. Okay, let's see the Mechaber Siv Dalad. So in Berich Acha, instead of the person himself, again, this is not Lechatchila, but instead of the person himself, in Berich Acha, somebody else makes the bracha. He says as following, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Olam, Asher Gemolcha Kol Tov, that he was kind to you, he granted you with chesed. Ba'ana Amen, and you respond Amen, Yatza. So this person, we'll have to see, can this be anybody or not, but this person makes the bracha for you, and the answer Amen, V'chein, and so to him, Amen, Brich Rechmana, Malkadom, the Yahavachlon, that blessed is the Rabbi Shalom, the Melech of the world, that gave you chesed. V'ana Amen, you answer Amen, Yatza, you also Yatza. Says the Rama, the Enza Bracha Lomatolam and Amavarech, right? What about that guy making a bracha? He didn't have a chiyuv to make a bracha, so why is it not considered bracha b'Torah? Afal pi shelo nischayav b'bracha zu, even though he wasn't mechuyev in this bracha, hoyol ve'ein nei mevarech rak derech shrach. He's making a bracha derech shrach. He's praising Hashem v'ida al toivas chaveira chasamach v'ida that he for toivah for his friend, and he was happy. So we're seeing now from here the Rama little thing. It can't just be you walked over to a guy randomly on the street. And you say, can you make this bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem, Shiga Molcha, Tukotav, and you answer, Amen. It has to be somebody who's happy with it. Okay, so let's see the Mishabur a little bit on that. And Baruch Acha. It doesn't have to be a relative. That the guy's happy. So anybody who's happy with it. So Bi Alacha finds this very schwer. And he says, even if you're going to rely on this, somebody can make the bracha himself. It doesn't matter to make the bracha. Has to be somebody that is a relative, somebody that even brings down, maybe somebody that you would have to make the bracha she'asa neis in that place. It has to be your father or a family member at a minimum. It can't just be any random person, because otherwise, why is the guy making the bracha? The person has to be genuinely happy with the fact that this chesed happened to you. V'ana amen, and you respond amen to that bracha. V'loyana amen lo yotza, because over here you're only being yotza through the other bracha. Also, you have to hear the bracha from beginning to end. The kivin nami lotzeis, but yidei chayvas beichus agayim moshen zchayich. We also have to be a mind to be yotza. Of course, it's not the way we do it, but you know, but the halacha is you would be yotza. If there isn't tem, you shouldn't do this. If you did it this way and you didn't have ten, goes back to machlokes we just learned in Siv Gimel. Do you have a loch b'shas agirsa? Do you have vach lon v'loy? You have vach la'afra. Right, that's the proper nusach if you're going with this route. Ein ze heinu afilu lo yishem asara nashim liyesha that the Rama said this is not a bracha levatala liyesha and now b'siv gimel the sri leib lo yatsa brachas masara according to the yeshayim that you wouldn't be yotz less than ten in kain hachoylein yotz b'bracha zay afilu hachin lo mikris a bracha levatala gabe amivarech shurishar loim a bracha zay lekulam afilu brachas masara. The person making the bracha, he's technically not doing anything wrong. He's making a bracha thanking Hashem for the chesed that he gave for somebody and he's very happy about. So there wasn't necessarily bracha levatala, but you weren't yotz according to that cheetah if there wasn't ten. Even though this person was not mechuyev in this bracha, you're not mechuyev to make a bracha of ches that happens to you, to your friend or your family member that you're very happy about. Of course, you should thank Hashem, but you don't have to make this bracha. Like this, kechiyah bracha zay b'shas ba'arish ezikul haydus kiim behen atzman. Only in the Gemara is brought down to make this bracha is only with those that the nes happened to. V'loy sheyivarech achalei, and not that others should make the bracha for him. Rak derech shrach reitzalei mishalei b'tayrus chiyuv. He didn't make this bracha as a chiyuv. He made it just as he was so thankful. He wanted to praise Hashem. Al toivus chaveri b'chol shkan al ishtoi shikagufoi. The shor levarech, you can do this for your wife. Some men are noyik. The oldest nishay say, and when their wives have a baby, they come back to their full health. And she's yotzed that way. What's the nusach they should say? That he was goymel to you to his wife. All this good. Yoima. What happens if he says this bracha not in front of her? Shegamala ishti kol toiv. Ve'imu mevarach al aviv, a rabbi. Yoima baruch ata Hashem lekenu melchayim. If he's making this bracha for his father, shegamala avi la rabbi kol toiv. In the fun of Yoima, shegamalcha kol toiv. The person was happy, but dafke b'kreve v'havei shal kapanim sameach uberfasay batzelase shalzeh. Abel imein is sameach b'libe kol kach. What happens if the person's really not, he really doesn't give two hoots about the fact that this chesed happened to his friend? It's not really something that personally involved him. Guy asked him to do it, so he wants to be nice. He's doing it for him. He shouldn't do it with Hashem Malchus. The argument is, we shouldn't, as I mentioned a few times as we're going through the sieve, you should not be doing this, but you should make the bracha yisem. Kiyim al aviv v'rabbi levad. If it's your father or your rabbi, so your father and your rabbi, your happiness for their chesed is so great, then everybody would agree that technically you can do this. If your father doesn't want to get up, or he can't get up and do it, or your rabbi can't get up and do it, then you can do it for them. But stam, to do it for somebody else is really not what you should do. Let's see the mechaber sif. Hey, short sif. In berech echad, so one, two people in the shul, they both have to bench goimel. One guy makes the bracha and he has a mind to be yotz his friend. His friend hears him and he has a mind. He's yotz even at amen. Now this goes back to the basic brachas of brachas that we've learned. If I'm making a bar priyagaf and I want to be mitzi you, I have a mind to be yotzi you. You have a mind to be yotzi you. You have a mind to be yotzi. Even if you don't end, as long as you listen to the whole bracha from beginning to end, and you had a mind, you yotzi the bracha. Because there, it's already shamei kainu. Because we both had the chiv in the bracha. There, even if you didn't answer amen, you don't. You are yotzi. Kaven, as the Ramah says, shamevarach gam ken chayiv. Of course, the right thing is that the person is supposed to answer amen. He's supposed to answer amen. Every bracha certainly supposed to answer amen on a bracha that you're trying to be yotza. However, but if you did make that bracha and you did not have a mind to, and you did not answer amen, and the person making the bracha also had a chiv to make the bircha gaimel, then you would be yotza lechatchila. Okay, we're going to stop over here. And Yetz Hashem, we will continue today, tomorrow. I'm a little bit confused what day it is, but that's what we will do.